This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. This week, we are pleased to feature Leslie Pollard and Zach Weigel from the Stamp Out Cancer Committee. It's hard to believe a year has gone by, and Stamp Out Cancer is right around the corner. Ladies, gentlemen, welcome to the program. How are you two today?
Good. How are you?
Lovely, Tobin.
And we are here to talk about this year's Stamp Out Cancer. And Leslie, let's start with you, ladies first. It's right around the corner. It'll be on the 24th. Tickets are sold out, but there are tickets floating around on eBay. And fundraising for this year's Stamp Out Cancer is in full force.
Yeah, this event has certainly taken on a complete life of its own. I know we said that last year, and I kind of accredit that to Donnie D and Melanie T, because they're kind of the first dancing couple who had the idea to do a celebrity bartending. And then last year, there was some events here or there. Maybe, I think the couples might have had one or two events. But this year, man, I mean, each dancing couple has got two or three, you know, even more events that they're putting together. And every weekend or every day, there's something going on. So it's definitely taken on a life of its own.
And tell us a little bit about this year's event and all the details.
The event is January 24th, again at the KC Hall. It begins at, or the doors open at 6 p.m., and we've got, you know, live entertainment from Dance Floor Riot, which I'll let Zach talk a little bit more about. Just pretty much like in years past, a huge silent auction and 50-50 raffles.
That's fine.
And T-shirt sales and all that good stuff.
And, of course, photo booth will be back.
Yep.
Is it Amanda and Pavel again, or is it someone?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's Amanda and Pavel.
Yep. They always do a really good job, and they have really neat props. And it's when this will be the third year that we've had them.
Yes, absolutely.
And everybody seems to enjoy that. So
Zach in a photo booth is always entertaining because you never know what you're going to get.
Right.
Oh, especially at your wedding.
I remember.
Yes.
I still have the pictures.
Yes.
It's always fun to look back because I know Amanda and Pavel post those pictures, you know, a couple of weeks later or something. Mm-hmm. And it's really fun. I know I enjoy it, sitting back on Facebook and clicking through and looking at all the people who have taken their pictures in the photo booth.
You mentioned Dance Floor Riot is the band this year. Mm-hmm. Zach, tell us a little bit about Dance Floor Riot.
Dance Floor Riot, okay. So I remember having the meeting at our house, or my house, and I had like a list of bands, and I'm like, hey, I had them all brought up. I connected my laptop to the TV, and I was like, here's some possible, you know, ideas. And it's one of those things like when you're kind of like searching for bands around St. Louis, and when we got to Dance Floor Riot, everyone was like, whoa, who was that? Mm-hmm. Who is that that, you know, we just saw? And this is how I tell people about them. They're pretty much the house band for Ballpark Village. They were playing after every single Cardinals playoff game, they were right across the street playing. And when I told people that, they're like, oh my God, yeah, we've seen them. They're pretty awesome. And I was like, oh, they're also playing before every Rams game there. And Ballpark Village is relatively new, but I mean, that's the same stage that like Goo Goo Dolls was playing at. And Hunter Hayes was just there. But no, they've had a lot of bands play on that stage. I'm like, I go, Dance Floor Riot to me is like their house band. That's like their go-to band, which is awesome. I mean, it really is. So, and I have some friends that live around St. Louis, and they said no. They go, they are their favorite cover band. They are a cover band, but they're more of like a new age cover band. So,
and they're real high energy.
Very high energy.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, for a venue like there or an event like ours, it's going to be, I think the crowds are really going to like them because, like I said, they're very high energy. It's all going to be songs that they know.
Yes.
And, you know, that's one thing that we really have to look at when we're booking bands for this event is it going to keep people on the dance floor?
Mm-hmm. And that's got to be a trick because you
it
want
is.
The younger yeah. people there, but you also don't want to turn your backs on the older people because you know this as well as mm-hmm. I do. Looking back, you do have some senior citizens in the county that buy tickets. The board members of the Cancer Association are older members. They buy tickets for this thing. You don't want to turn your backs on them, but you want the younger crowd there as well. And that's a fine, thin line to walk.
If last year, I think last year almost kind of catered a little bit more towards like if you put like a line down the middle,
mm-hmm.
it kind of swung towards like with the, you know, street fighting band, almost a little bit to the older way. And they loved it. The older crowd, you know, loved it, but the younger did too. This year is going to swing just a little bit more towards the younger, just because I you know, I know what the set list kind of looks like, and I'm like, no, everyone's going to love it, but we're kind of going the opposite way just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But we do know that everyone's going to like it. That's the thing.
Everybody will like it, and you know, And yes, there are a lot of older people that attend the event, and like I said, it's open to everybody and every age. But, you know, at the end of the night, it's the younger crowd that's still on the dance floor, so we thought this was the year to, you know, kind of cater to them a little bit.
And, of course, you look at the musical history that this has been presented. You had Frankie Says Relax about 4 years ago. You've had, let's see, the street fighting band.
Dr. Chevegas.
And now, I mean, you guys have brought some credible, well-known acts to the Hillsboro area.
And I don't want to forget about Ramblin' Blues Band, because if it was not for the Ramblin' Blues Band,
That was year one.
I don't know if this event would be here right now if it wasn't for being able to get the Ramblin' Blues Band. Ramblin' Blues Band, I mean, that was they brought it. They brought it that night. Their performance. I mean, I think they're probably the best performance ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And if it wasn't for them, because it does kind of revolve around music. It does. Mm-hmm. That's how we kind of pride ourselves on, like, hey, you're going to see an awesome time with a great band. And if it wasn't for them agreeing to do it that first year, I don't know where, I mean, we might still be here, but yeah, I want to give them credit too, because that was awesome.
It's amazing to me, thinking about this, how far this has come along. Year one, it was the Battle of the Bartenders at the Country Club. Mm-hmm. And I remember a Facebook page you just you posted saying mm-hmm. that you probably broke fire marshal law with the crowd that you had
at yes,
the Country Club. But then you went to year two, it was just a straight up musical dance, like, here's your tickets, come on in and have fun.
Well, no, we had Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars was year two?
Yeah.
Yes. That was in John and Susie Gaylor one. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, and then it provoked to Dancing with the Stars. Mm-hmm. I mean, this thing has really transformed and evolved over a short period of time.
No, it has. And I kind of talked about this the other day that I don't really ever sit back and really look at these things.
Mm-hmm.
Because normally I'm just like, okay, I'm ready for the next event, ready for the, you know, next thing that whatever Leslie's, you know, signing me up to do around this town. But this is a year that I finally kind of look back. I'm like, yeah, no, I'm pretty proud of what's happened. Because I always try to be humble, but no, I'm pretty proud of where this has come. It's year five, and it's pretty awesome. I'm not going to lie. It's awesome.
You mentioned Dancing with the Stars, and of course, that's being brought back this year. Leslie, you've got the dancers in front of you. Tell us a little bit about this year's dancers.
Yeah, well, we have I always love to talk about our dancers because, you know, like we always say, it's not easy. It's not easy getting people to commit. And, you know, you're asking people to step out of their comfort zone and put themselves out there. And, you know, when we ask people, they say, oh, I can't dance, or have you seen me dance? And we always tell them it's really not about the dancing. But of course, we have dancers that pride themselves and are great dancers, and that's great. But, you know, it's really all about the fundraising and who is, you know, not everybody's comfortable with asking people for money or doing that sort of thing. But anyways, we got five great couples this year. From Nokomis, we have Shad and Shelley Hill. Shad works out at Patton Mining. He works out at the coal mine, and she's a full-time EMT. She also has a photography business, Shots by Michelle, and they kind of approached us
I approached them, but they have been to every single Standby Cancer. They've gotten a table. They've gotten in line and gotten a table for every single Standby Cancer. She is one of our biggest, I mean, I would say one of our biggest fans.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of weird that my brother Chad actually told me, he's like, have you ever thought about, you know, Shad and Michelle? And I'm like, what? Yes, you're right. Mm-hmm. And I remember I sent her the text, and I got it back almost instantly. She's like, we would be more than honored, you know, mm-hmm. to do this, which it was great to hear. And I mean, they are hitting the ground running right now.
They are. And didn't you? She also is the organizer of the Shane Cole Poker
Run.
Shane
Cole Memorial Poker Run.
Mm-hmm.
She does that too. So, they are just wonderful human beings.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
they've brought some money so far.
Yes.
I mean, last night they had a pretty big fundraiser and brought some money. So,
What did they do last night?
They delivered pizzas for Casey's.
Okay.
But it was for Nokomis.
Casey's was having 2-hour waits.
Yeah.
2-hour waits just to get pizza because so many people they had to bring in additional help to help deliver pizzas. There was
That's
so
always
long
a good
wait.
Thing.
I know, isn't it great? Right. So they've really hit the ground running and they're definitely in it for the money this year.
Mm-hmm.
I
mean, no,
they're a couple to beat. I will say that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then the next up we have the infamous Tobin Ott.
Yeah,
Tobin, we've been after you for a few years, and
four years.
Finally, You and the missus finally bit the bullet and said, yep, we'll do it. So I'm going to let you talk about it a little bit, why you're doing it. And
what happened was, you're right, Zach's been after me for, 4 years to ask me to do this. And every year I've had senior night for the basketball, for the toppers, and I wasn't able to do it.
They always have their cancer night, it seems like, that night.
Senior night.
Yeah, it's the same night as us.
And this year I didn't have a game, and I'm like, okay, it's up to my wife. Mm-hmm. And I didn't think she would say yes, because she's originally from the Decatur, Tuscola area. She knows people here, but not as much as what I do. And I thought, there's no way she's going to say
yes.
So you
thought you were in the clear. I'll ask her to be nice.
But... Yeah, I was like, no, we're going to do it. And I'm like, okay. So we're hitting the ground running. So
yeah, I think it's great.
So she's looking forward to it. We're working on the dance, that's the toughest thing. It's not the fundraising thing.
It's the dance.
Because the fundraising thing, you set up and you show up. That's it. The dance, it's tough because you don't want to make a fool out of yourself.
Sure.
But you also want to
be respectful and have fun with it too. Yeah.
So we're doing it, and it's going well. Who else do we got here?
We got Dylan Clark and Elizabeth Kelly.
By the way, they got engaged.
They
through
did.
This, so
they
I mean,
got
love is in
hey,
the air.
Your favorite place too, over at Disney World.
Are you kidding me?
No, they got engaged at Disney World. Yes.
Say about Castor brings people together, folks.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. We are matchmakers. No, but no, they're already together. They're our youngest couple, and they're both from Illinois College. Elizabeth's originally from Litchfield. Dylan's from Hillsboro, but they're our youngest couple. But they also do a lot of dancing at Illinois College. They're both still in school there. And she's a co-captain of their dance team, and Dylan also though helps her out. He was working for this summer. He was working for Rosenthal, the Rauner campaign.
Mm-hmm.
He was working for a lot of different the Republican campaigns, what the energy they're bringing, especially when it comes to dancing, What I like about, you know, when you ask some couples, and I remember when we asked them, Elizabeth has set up dances for some of our previous couples, which we never know. I mean, we know sometimes the dancer tell us, oh yeah, so and so did it for us,
or they're helping out in choreography.
Yeah, they've done the choreography for dancers before, and they're once again they're like, this is a huge honor. Thank you for asking us. You know, we've always wanted to do it, but they don't you know kind of come out and ask us. We ask them, and I never knew that they've done that. So they're really. Excited about supporting this.
And they just recently had a trivia night, too, which I think was genius. I mean, if it goes well. I mean,
I can get to all the events coming. They have one. I mean, all of them have events coming up.
Yeah.
And
then we got
Dane and Kaylee. Dane and Kaylee Bondurant. Wow.
When Dane agreed to do this, I literally about fell off of my chair. And I don't really know Dane and Kaylee too well on a personal level. I know Dane. You know, Dane owns Bondurant Plumbing in Hillsboro, and if you got a clogged drain, you call Dane.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he's been my personal plumber for a long time. He does great business, but he's kind of quiet and reserved. And his name has been brought up when we throw names out there. And I don't know if Dane would do it. He's so quiet. Well, when we asked him, he jumped on it and about fell off my chair. So they're a good couple. We're
and
excited
you got
about
one,
them.
One other team.
Yeah, team Greenwood and Kleinard. Heather, what I really like about this one, well, I mean, not like about, but no, her husband had cancer, Dustin Greenwood, and so it's she's really doing
it hit
this,
at home.
Yeah, she's really doing this for him. He didn't want to dance, which
is not a problem.
Not a problem. Yeah. So she got one of her friends, Nathan Kleinard. She's a stay at home mom. Kleinard works at. Sunset Farms in Irving. But what I remember about, we call him Clink, Nathan Kleinard. I remember him, I remember date someone that was in my family years and years and years ago. And I remember him when he was younger. And I remember he was around when my dad was around.
Mm-hmm.
And so this really, when he agreed to it, it kind of hit me. Because I remember me and him have talked about my dad. And I remember how much he respected my dad. And and when he agreed to do it, I'm like, because he's one of those people, just like Bondurant, Dane. And I'm like, why is he dancing? I would never see that. But as soon as I thought about it, I'm like, I can't see him doing it because he believes in the cause. And
absolutely,
that's basically what
this is all about. Here is the cause. It's nice to win, But and my wife told me this the other day. She doesn't care if we win or lose.
Yeah.
But it's all coming into one pot, helping out the organization, and that's what it's all about. We are quickly running out of time here, so I want to speed this up here a little bit. The silent auction, I know you guys always have. Give us some details or give us some highlights of some items that be up for grabs on the silent auction.
Yeah, our silent auction, we kind of pride ourselves on them. You know, I think we have the biggest silent auction in the county, and we have some great items that, you know, it usually brings in at least
unique items.
Yeah,
like
$10,000 for us. It's a big deal. We have, you know, Disney trip. This is the third year we've had our Disney trip. We've got overnight stays at hotels. We've got, you know, concert tickets and symphony tickets and some unique handmade furniture piece items. Just, you know, our community really comes together and donates greatly to this auction and unique items and things that people want. But we are still in need of items. So if anybody out there, you know, can't attend the event or can and wants to get their donation of their item or service in front of, you know, 650 to 700 people, we'll definitely take it.
Mm-hmm.
And they can get a hold of you at the chamber
office
or whatever.
Drop it off at the chamber office. Get on our website, which is mccaweb.com/stampoutcancer. You can vote for your cancer, or I'm sorry, excuse me. You can vote for your favorite dancers on there. So
have votes already started to come in?
Yeah, they have.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little slow, but you know, usually the last 2 weeks, it really vamps up. Mm. So we encourage anybody, and we also have a raffle going on.
Yeah, for a whole home generator.
Okay.
A whole home generator or $2,000, and that's coming from Laughlin Electric.
Okay.
Especially right now when it's really cold outside, you could have your.
I thought it was warm outside. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you could be protected.
It's a heat wave today.
If your power goes out, you would just have it backed up with a whole home generator. And that's going, those are $20 a pop, but you can get that on our website to get in that raffle.
You mentioned trouble finding the dancers this year. Was it just everyone just didn't have the time, or
a little bit of both? You know, it's a commitment, and now with all these little mini fundraisers, you got to think, if you got, you know, a job like, you know, you, where you're gone a lot, or if you have kids, you know, it's a commitment. Mm-hmm. And so I think it was a combination of that. People are scared.
They were scared with what the Flax did last year.
Yeah, Flax raised, you know, $10,000 last year. That's a tough couple to beat.
Yeah.
But we don't expect people to beat that. We really don't.
Exactly.
I mean, that was just a, you know, once in a lifetime thing. So, but when I think once we, you'll let people in on that, hey, we don't expect you to beat the Flax.
Yeah.
And they're a little bit more, you know.
Yep.
So where do we go from here? Like next year, I'm thinking off the top, because you've got a pool now. Take out the champions of each year. And
well,
we
do want to do that. I've had this idea in my mind for a long time. I really want to do a Dancing with the All-Stars stars. But next year, you know, a lot of the people that we asked this year that we know would be great dancers, you know, they've promised us that they will do it next year.
That would equal 5 years of dancers, because it would be our sixth year, but one was, you know, the bartending. So that would be 5 years of dancers, and then we're actually looking at a potential stars thing after that.
Okay. So everything is in place for this year's Stamp Out Cancer. It'll be on January 24th at the Casey Hall in Taylor Springs. Get there early if you have tickets, because that parking lot fills up pretty
very
quick.
Fast.
In fact,
very
fast.
In fact, they go all the way
to
the health department, I think,
year. Yeah, actually, and we encourage people to carpool, and yes, also the health department across the street.
Yeah. Is there food available?
Yeah, Milanus will be catering it again. It's normally like sandwiches or something like that, but yeah, it'll be there.
All right, and it just seems like it's here already, and I know you guys have, it's on the website, $150,000 in the years, that's a tribute, man. That is a outstanding job for you guys, and I know this is a endless task that comes around quickly, because it takes what, full year to book this?
Oh yes,
yeah, because it's something that's always in the back of our minds. You know, when Zach and I are, you know, kind of social butterflies, and we'll be out and about, and we'll say, "Hey, what about this band?" Or, "Hey, that'd be great for Stamp Out Cancer." So we kind of are always thinking about it, and
we normally take about a month off. That's what I say about afterwards. It takes us about a month to decompress February, and then after that, we're like, "Okay, what are we gonna do?"
We'll kind of get together and kind of rehash and do a wrap up and figure out what worked, what didn't work, what can we do to improve it, and
we're like, "Oh well, we got a poker tournament coming up, and then we got a zombie run coming up."
That's picked up steam. The zombie run.
Yeah. We did not think that. I know after the first year, or Leslie probably thought it, because Leslie always sets the goal of what we're going to raise. But that first year, I mean, my mind was blown when we raised, you know, just $10,800.
And now we make that on an auction.
Yeah, $10,800, and I'm like, here I am, $150,000 plus later. It's like,
yeah. Yeah, well, you guys do a tremendous job, and the committee has done a tremendous job, because I know it's just not you two.
It's not us, no.
You've got, Dana. And
yeah, Dana Holzhauser, Renee Laughlin, Stacey Weigel, Jeremy Schmidt. We keep it small, and but we know what to do. Like
we all each have our little jobs now. Yep. Kind of, you know, we all know what we need to do and get taken care of. And
yeah, but they're just great people too. Like there's no arguing, there's no infighting. We show up to meetings and we're talking about our families, and it takes us a good 20 minutes to even get a meeting going, because we just like each other.
Absolutely, that helps.
It does help. And I know people have asked before, like, well, how do we get in the Stand While Cancer Committee? I'm like, well, it's
kind of an elite group.
I mean, like we like it that. I mean, not to say we would never expand, but we kind of it's nice. I love all those people.
As we come to a close here. Tickets for this year's event is sold out, but if you go on eBay or other alternative, there are ways to possibly get a ticket.
Yeah, we have two tickets right now. There's about three days left. We've already had one pair go up, and we're going to have two more after this on eBay. So basically there's six tickets left.
And then T-shirts are still available at T-Shirts Inc.?
No, we actually I just turned in the order. You can no longer order online, but the night of the event, and hopefully maybe a few days before, we're going to have extra T-shirts. Not extra long sleeve or hoodies, but there will be extra T-shirts. And this is bar none our best year for shirts. We're talking five color on front and back, screen printed. I think people are going to realize that once they see it in person. They'll be like, oh, wow, these are actually pretty awesome.
Okay. And I don't know if I can beat Kerry Eisentrout in the lift. I think he set the bar pretty high on that one.
I have so much faith in you.
You'll be great. Yes. You'll be great. We're real excited to see you and Amanda out there.
Leslie, Zach, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for stopping by. I do appreciate it, and best of luck on this year's Stamp Out Cancer. And that will do it for your Wednesday talk show. Our guests this week were Leslie Pollard and Zach Weigel for the Stamp Out Cancer Committee. We'll talk to you next week. Until then, so long.